I'm Captain B.L. Spivey, Jr., 082622, U.S. Marine Corps, Company Commander, Kilo Company 33. On 24 April, our Kilo Company was in Quezon preparing to take over the Quezon defense from Bravo 19. We had arrived with an advance party the day before and were undergoing an area familiarization to take over the defense. On that day, on the 24th, B-19 had a contact on Hill 861 and had an FO team ambushed. They also had two platoons to the northwest of the hill made heavy contacts that day. So it was obvious at that time that something was afoot to the northwest of Quezon, but no one knew exactly what was there, and no one suspected more than probably an NVA company in the area at that time, to the best of my knowledge. The next morning, Colonel Wilder and the 3-3 Command Group arrived by air at Quezon Airstrip, and at about 1100 I received a mission from Colonel Wilder to take Hill 861 and to be prepared to continue to the northwest to aid Bravo 19 and also to exploit their contact in that area. We made our final preparations and jumped off in the attack from Quezon Airstrip by foot at 1200 and commenced our artillery prep fires at that time. 861 is about 5,000 meters, I believe, from the airstrip, and it was a pretty good climb going up. Approximately three-quarters of the distance up, we deployed the company for the final attack on the summit. This was about 1,500 when the two attacking platoons separated to go up the two ridge lines approaching the hill from the south. At about 1,600, we were in position for our final move on the summit, about 500 meters from the top. Up to that time, we'd had no contact. Our artillery had been off and on during the afternoon. We'd had air in and out of the area with frequent ceasefires. But at 1615, it was my opinion that we had had enough prep fires on the top of the hill for us to go on up to the top. So I asked the colonel for permission to move out, and he gave it, and we commenced our final move at 1615 on the top of 861. At this time, I and my command group were moving with the 1st Platoon up the ridgeline directly south of the summit of 861. My 3rd platoon was on the ridgeline moving in generally from the east. The 3rd platoon was in position to support our final advance, but we were not physically tied in due to the heavy terrain. At 1705, the lead elements of my platoon reported heavy contact. We made our first contact at 1705, was the exact time. I recall it very well. At that time, we were approximately 300 meters from the crest of the hill. At that time, I moved up with the 1st Platoon and the lead elements. We were able to continue forward for approximately 200 meters, all the time receiving sweeping automatic fire from bunkers in the vicinity of the crest of the hill. Due to the nature of the concave slope and the brush, we never had real good observation of the enemy positions. But they did have good grazing, sweeping fire with their weapons. We were returning fire with M79s, Laws, and small arms, and putting quite a bit into the middle of their positions, and with good effect. However, within about 15 minutes in the vicinity of 1730, we'd gotten within about 100 meters of the crest, and we had just about run out of troops. By that time, I had 10 effectives remaining in 1st Platoon. They had taken approximately 15 killed and somewhere around that same number wounded. At this time, I requested from battalion commander for my reserve platoon, which at that time was in his vicinity securing the CP group. He sent the reserve platoon forward. I also ordered the 3rd Platoon forward on the crest from the east. This was our situation. We were right under the enemy positions when it began getting dark. We were in contact with B-19, who at that time was moving toward our position and reported themselves to be near. But when darkness fell on the 25th, I was unable to extract the first platoon from the immediate contact with the enemy. The dead and wounded were within close proximity to the enemy lines, and the 3rd platoon was not able to get into position to support our final attack. At about 18:30, the 2nd platoon had arrived at our position. I decided at that time to only move them through 1st platoon lines to secure the lines and to recover as many of our dead as possible. By then, all of our wounded were back behind the 1st platoon and were receiving whatever attention could be given. Throughout this time, we had many heroic acts being performed. Throughout the time, we were still under heavy fire from enemy weapons and grenades coming into our position, and also heavy mortar fire that was off and on from enemy mortars on the reverse slope of the hill, which we couldn't seem to touch with our own artillery. So during this time, I had many people that were moving about, pulling in wounded and pulling in dead, and they were all risking their lives every time they moved around on that hill, but they did the job real fine. Later on in the night, we maintained our positions under sporadic fire. I had all units dig in place, 1st and 3rd platoons where they were, with the 2nd platoon in the immediate vicinity of the 1st. About 0200 that morning, we spotted rocket fire and mortar fire from a position to the west on the command group position and on caisson itself. We reported these flashes, and our FO called artillery fire with outstanding target coverage. The colonel took over the fire sometime after that and directed it with the C-47 with miniguns coming on station later, also putting good fire in on these positions. And I'm sure we did a considerable damage at that time. The next morning at first light, my 3rd platoon was moved out to move up on 861 to try to find a vulnerable area. At that time, they were completely undetected, and had hopes that by moving in from the east and northeast, they would be able to get on top of the hill before they encountered any heavy resistance. At a little bit after 0800, however, they reported they were in close proximity to the enemy positions, could hear voices, and could even see some of the positions up ahead. Shortly after that, they came under an intense surprise fire, however, and took several casualties immediately. And by this time, it was quite obvious that I just didn't have the horsepower there to take that hill without sustaining more casualties than I thought it was worth. I asked the colonel to disengage the 3rd platoon, who was not hit too bad at that time, and he gave me permission, so I had them pull back to secure an LZ to get their wounded out. We also asked for Huey gunships to assist in disengaging the 1st and 2nd platoons and to get our dead and wounded out, and we got the gunships about 10:30, I believe. The gunships gave us some outstanding support, coming right in on close proximity to our front lines, and were very successful in suppressing the fire of the machine guns that were giving us so much trouble. And we were able to disengage, moving about 25 meters at a time down the hill. It was quite a task to bring the as many dead as we had, the wounded, and all of our gear. We did get, by leapfrogging short distances down the hill and displacing our security, we were able to bring down all the wounded, all of our dead except for 4, which were ahead of our lines. We had tried to recover these 4 bodies, but had taken several additional casualties, and I discontinued that, not feeling it was not worth it. So we leapfrogged down the hill, moving short distances at a time with all our wounded, all but 4 of our dead, and all of our equipment. We didn't leave anything on the hill equipment-wise except the weapons of the 4 dead. At about 12:30, we linked up with a platoon from Kilo 39, I believe, down from the crest of the hill. And from there, it was fairly easy going back on into the command group position south of the hill 861 itself. Later in the afternoon, my 3rd Platoon rendezvoused, and that night we set in a defensive position around the command group with this unit from Kilo 39. After that, the next morning, we moved out back to Quezon, where later in the day, after collecting all our gear and equipment, we boarded aircraft to return to Dong Hai in payable position. Our final results, as far as enemy casualties go, are difficult to ascertain. We were only able to confirm 4 killed by body count, since we did not actually get on top of 861. We claimed 20 probable killed from seeing enemy hit and fall, and an additional undetermined number killed as a result of the fire, artillery, air, our own organic M79 small arms and machine guns and laws that were well placed into the midst of the enemy positions on the hill. Unfortunately, we didn't get to their positions to see what we had actually done. So far as my own strength figures during this engagement, this is making an estimate. I don't have the exact figures here. I started the assault with approximately 135 troops. Overall, I had 19 KIAs. This includes 2 corpsmen and 1 that died later of wounds, and approximately 40 wounded, many of these who were non-medevac, but who were nevertheless wounded.